We appreciate the time of one Kenny Loggins. He's coming to town May 21st for a special performance with our Contemporary Youth Orchestra. WTAM 1100, this is Bill Wills. Kenny, I know you're busy. Thank you for your time, first of all. We appreciate it.
No, you're welcome.
You know, I was thinking you're going to play with a 115-piece, the youth orchestra. Correct me if I'm wrong, five kids, you could have your own youth orchestra around you, couldn't you?
I practically do. I've been doing a lot of mentoring of teens for stage stuff lately because, you know, we had the big mudslides in Santa Barbara. And so there's been quite a few benefit concerts to try and help rebuild people's lives and homes. And so it's been an interesting time for me. I've actually been doing a lot of work with teens. So this is going to be an extension of that and pretty fun for me.
Kenny, kids have meant so much to you over the years. You've been recognized for your work with the hunger problem, with the lunch program, I know, a couple of years ago. I mean, we know you work with the books and all. You really look to the youth, don't you?
I do. At this time especially, I think it's the nature of things as we get older to want to pass something along that you know you've learned. And, you know, because of my own children, I feel fairly confident about working with younger people who really want to learn the stuff I know, which is basically all about making music and recording it.
And I guess that's my sense. What a special opportunity for the players in the youth orchestra to be with you that night here at our beautiful Severance Hall, youthful musicians who it really sounds like you'd like to somehow affect and let them know where you're at in life and how you got to where you are?
A little bit. I know that it would seem that way, but it's not so much that I want them to get to know me as I want to assist them to know themselves and to be able to express themselves creatively. And I'll give them a few shortcuts because I've learned quite a bit about that.
Kenny Loggins with us for a couple of minutes. Now, you've performed in all sorts of different settings, orchestras in the past, I guess traditional. Have you worked in this setting before like this?
No, I haven't. This is the first time. And the kids have so much vitality, so much energy and excitement. They bring it to their music. I'm really looking forward to this because we're reinventing a lot of the songs to be really the way they would play it. And so I've only brought one person from my own band, my guitar player. And so they're handling all the vocals. They're handling all the instrumentation and dynamics. And my stuff is not easy. So this is going to be fun.
You know, it's fascinating to me, the interpretation of one's music. You've written so many hits that other people have performed. So in a way, this gives, you know, these wonderful people involved in the youth orchestra a chance to interpret, if you will. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. They're completely reinterpreting my material. I'm doing Whenever I Call You Friend with one of the kids. One of the young girls is singing it with me. And
yes,
doing a couple things from my album Leap of Faith, which is being completely reinvented. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge.
Kenny, that night, so many of the parents will, you know, drop names from Caddyshack. Some of these younger, some of the kids, though, know from the work of the writings that you have had and really the success on the book front. The Footloose, you finally got off the ground, right, with National Recording Registry as well. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Yeah, no, thank you. It just keeps climbing. It's the way it's seeped into pop culture over the years is amazing. I took it and rewrote it as a children's book.
Right.
A couple years ago, and it's still climbing and doing really well. But the completely different lyric, the point of view, you know, of being the animals in the zoo getting out at midnight and dancing under the light of the moon, so they're all getting footloose. And it's really fun. It's something that I've been asking the parents who have kids that are discovering that song to send me videos of their kids dancing to it. We'll put something up on the website.
Kenny, two final things, if you don't mind. Caddyshack. I finally saw a story where in the process of writing with movies, sometimes you see the movie, they ask you to write. Sometimes you write something that maybe is dropped into the movie. If I understand the story right, something called temp music, there was a Dylan tune that they had to some of the tracks of Caddyshack. You took from that and then wrote it. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, quite often the director will put in music where he wants or she wants music in a scene. And that music that they put into the movie is called temp, short for temporary.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of get the idea of the feeling that they want in that section. Sometimes the tempo, but usually it's the vibe of the song that they want to try and capture. And if they're going for music that's written for the movie and not just pulling tracks off of people's records, it gives you an opportunity to write something that's right on the money. And the temp song they had at the opening of Caddyshack was a Dylan thing. So from that, I got that they were trying to say that the kid is a rebel and that he is different, even though he spends the whole movie trying to fit in. And so I just got the idea of I'm all right from that song.
Hey, finally, my sense from listening to your music, from reading about you, there's a bit of a perfectionist in you because it's an art form. So I want to ask you this. As you have heard other people perform your music, you're driving along, you hear it on the radio. You ever want to go back and rewrite something? You're in front of a live audience. You're with the orchestra. You can interpret in different ways. But do you ever think about going back sometimes and rewriting?
Yeah, I do quite often. You know, my band members go crazy because I am constantly tweaking arrangements and adding ideas to stuff. So any frustration that I have on the record, like if I felt like I cut it too fast, I can put it in the right pocket, you know, when I play it live. I actually have one of those songs from Caddyshack, a song called Mr. Knight, that when I originally recorded it was sort of a Andrew Sisters swing kind of idea, but when I play it live, I pull the groove back and play it more like a ZZ Top, LaGrange. So I do get at it from time to time and not leave it alone, but I have rewritten two of my classics, not counting Footloose, Danny's Song, which I wrote when I was in high school.
Yes.
And House Pooh Corner, I've added verses and a new verses to both of those. Danny's Song was a song about my big brother Danny and his coming child, who's now, God knows, 40 something, and maybe 50 by now. And so I added a verse from the point of view of being a grandfather and seeing the circle go around. And then with House of Pooh Corner, I wrote a verse at the birth of my fourth child, Luke. And it was, you know, because when I wrote that song, it was about me seeing that my childhood was coming to an end and that I would soon be moving into the adult world. So when I saw that I was very clearly an adult and about to have my fourth kid, I thought, well, point of view of being a dad and what's it like to be looking back at Pooh Corner again.
Kenny Loggins, it'll be a special night for so many as you'll be here May 21st, 7 o'clock at Severance Hall, home of our wonderful world-renowned Cleveland Orchestra performing that night with our youth orchestra. Kenny Loggins, Kenny, thank you so much for your time and especially for your music and all the art that you've given us over the years. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.